Welcome to Rollfair, a D&D podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in. As always, we will introduce ourselves. I am Devin, the Dungeon Master.
I am Ryan, playing the human-looking warlock.
I'm Brad, playing Arden.
The not-dead wizard.
The not-dead, currently, wizard.
Undead?
Maybe. We don't know yet. We could go that way. I'm Kayla. I'm playing Kaiju, the Tabaxi Pirate.
I'm Shobu the Turtle.
Yeah, you are.
You're Austin. Playing Shuri the Turtle.
No,
he is Shuri the Turtle.
Yeah.
And I am Ben, playing Reyna the Human Ranger.
I'm Sarah. I'm playing Asar the Fire Genasi Sorcerer.
And last time, the party has made their way to the Little Lemon, where they have gathered some information that one of the resistance leaders will be coming to the tavern tonight. And Asar and Reyner were able to remove a possessed Gaeta from the possession that he was under. And we are picking up with him just having said, "He's gone. He's gone." So with that, what are you guys asking him?
When you say he's gone, you're meaning the friend inside your head.
Yes! And he, like, grabs your hands and just, like, kisses them. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Is there anything we can do to prevent him from coming back?
I don't know. I'm no holy man.
How long has this been going on?
I don't know how long I was... The last thing I remember, I was walking the streets on the equivalent of, let's say, Monday, because I don't have days in this world. And you know that would have been 3 days ago.
Asar is pondering this in her head as he's talking. Is this something that I would heard before? Like, possession? Like, is that a concept she would even know?
I mean, you would be familiar that it's something that exists. I wouldn't know that you have had exposure or tons of study there. You can make a religion check to see what you would know. Okay. You know that it can happen on occasion, either through force or through willing soul inviting these entities in. Typically, it is some sort of fiend, but not always. It can be the spirit of an undead entity or some powerful creature from the Feywild or the Shadowfell. But in most recent historical experiences you've read about, it is fiendish in nature, either from demons or devils.
Is there a chance that we can see your co-owner of the establishment?
Yes, let's go see if he's here. And he kind of stumbles to his feet and walks further down to the left and kind of knocks on a door, and you hear a gentleman's voice. "Enter! What is it?"
Well,
And he opens the door, and you see a tall T'Chawi man, has clearly mixed race from wherever the Latigos originally hailed from. I don't know if we have a name for that.
Brazil.
Brazil. No. he looks over and he just sees Gaeta, like, pale, sweating. He's like, he just bolts up. "Gaeta, what is it?"
I'm going to drop my disguise.
Okay.
So it's, you know, obviously, like, Latigo emblazoned stuff and everything. We need to find a safe place for this man. He has been under possession for several days now. And we need to be in contact as quick as possible with the leader of the resistance.
And you just see his face kind of pale as well, and he sees your armor, and he's just like, right away. And he says, I'll make sure the leaders all gather. I'll send the word out, and I'll seek a member of the herd and get a cleric.
Get some sort of magical protection on him if he's been possessed once. There's a high chance he will be targeted again.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. And he bows very deeply, and...
No need to bow just yet.
He's just dumbstruck by what he's seen. Have you really returned?
For now, I'm here on an errand. Need to finish some... I have some unfinished business that needs to be taken care of, but I do hope to be a permanent resident in the near future.
Make a persuasion check with advantage for me.
It's a good thing that was with advantage. What is this? 3 and an 18, but 19.
Okay. So he looks at you and just says, we've been waiting so long for any hope. And here you are.
Yeah, I didn't have much hope in myself.
I thought you all died.
Well, in a way, I was kind of dead to who I was.
Who are you?
I'm Rayna.
Rayna. I'm surprised you lived.
Now die.
My sister has also somehow survived, but I do not dare contact her or bring her here until we've essentially freed the country once more.
Well, this is a good day for the resistance, I'll tell you that. And I will spread the word.
Carefully, though, if
of we've course.
Got, considering... You know, it went several days under your noses of his possession. There might be others that...
Of course. In fact, it may be better that you leave here if they already know you are here.
Oh, don't worry. I was speaking in very subtle hints. I don't know if they know it was...
Kind sir, where would you like us to gather instead? That might be a bit more...
Sorry. Did Asar disguise herself earlier or no?
No.
Okay. Just needed to make sure. Sorry, repeat what you were asking.
Is there a recommendation of different accommodation that we can go seek out?
I will pass the word along. Let me see where the safest place will be, and then I will let you know within the hour.
Fantastic. I need to gather the rest of my people.
That we are going to you guys depart. He gets Gaeta squared away.
And you put on the disguise before I go out the door again. So
yeah, and you see him grab various sending stones and start sending messages. We're gonna jump over to let's do Kaiji and Alton, and then we'll jump to Shiru and Arden.
I don't know what we're doing. Oh, we're just still playing tiles, waiting for the evening, because he said that the guy's coming in the evening.
If we're stuck waiting, then Seth's gonna go do some shopping.
Okay, sounds good. So we'll kind of, let's have, I'm assuming Asar and Rayner would come down, or would you be staying up?
We'd go down.
Okay.
Because we would need to gather everyone else and be ready to leave.
Okay, so you guys see these two. Is there any discussion you want to have at this point?
With these two?
Mm-hmm.
Hello. Hi. You seem to be in a very nice game of tiles.
Well, I'd say nice game, but these guys don't know how to play. They don't.
Oh.
There's no game.
Are you just sweeping the floor with them?
No, because we're not. It's fine. You're good company.
Thanks. Glad to make your acquaintance and help you out.
We have interesting news that we could. I'm sure your new friends are nice, but I would like to discuss it just with you two, if that's all right.
You heard the lady? Leave us.
Oh!
Hey!
Okay.
Nah, Seth might actually do that.
It's true. make a persuasion check. All right, with disadvantage.
Guidance.
Okay.
You know you want to in your soul.
Yes.
Junabi, please help this man.
Start exercising our power.
Oh, there's
There's a nat one.
I just crook his arm and pull him. And off we go.
Next time we will play with money. Asshole.
Actually, next time you won't want to play with money either. These people are known to...
Cheat?
Hey! Not cheat.
Actually, no. They're just annoyingly good.
Fair enough.
I learned from the best.
Well, it was wonderful meeting you.
Don't worry,
I'll buy you a drink later.
I'm sure we'll see each other again.
We follow them up to their room.
Never to come back.
Hi, so, you know that, dwarf that we met? Turns out he was possessed by Iblis's son?
Is that the one? Who was talking to him earlier? Was that Shrew? No,
I was the one that was giving him the vague hints, and then I sat in the room for an hour because I thought he would know what I was doing.
Okay.
All right.
So we
killed him, right?
No, we freed him from his possession.
And then you killed him.
No. we need to leave because now devils know that we are residing here.
No, we've spoken with some people. They are going to be calling around and finding us a safe haven for
the
rest of
our stay. The biggest problem with that is that our gold-free tile friends were telling us that
Kovai is coming tonight.
Precisely.
Oh no, the leaders are going to come to us now.
You're sure?
Yes. Yeah. All three of them.
All three? Okay, well, so much for us.
Would they? I thought all three wouldn't appear together in one room. Like they hated each other or something.
Well, they all like Reyna, so...
Okay.
Yeah, we managed to speak to the co-owner of the establishment, who was very much unpossessed.
You sure?
You think?
I actually don't know.
Yeah. We know.
So we know.
Absolutely sure.
That's what they want you to think.
What?
Who can I say insight?
Check. I am pretty sure that we're fine. Did.
Do we need the word?
I'd be happy to go make sure.
Anyway, if there's any business that you need to take care of, do it now, because we are going to be relocating very promptly.
Speaking of say the word, do we need... Are we going to get possessed? Do we need words to prove we're us?
Ooh.
Good idea. What if we're already possessed, though?
Times when I was sure who was there.
Or, I mean, even if we got possessed, wouldn't they read our thoughts and know the secret password, or...
I don't know how possessions work. That's not my wheelhouse.
No idea.
As you shout loudly in the room.
Well,
you buy them, and then you keep them safe, and...
we'll just have to... Where's the turtle?
He left.
I feel like somebody's playing the violin while we're walking down the street.
We're just enjoying looking at all the sights and sounds.
Like arm in arm. Just,
Now, where do we find the black market? Hey, you! Where's the black market?
Holy hell, I look sure.
I feel like that would be something that...
As people hurry along.
Mommy, he's scaring me.
Why does no one want to talk to us?
Maybe they don't speak English.
I don't speak English. I speak
you don't
common.
Speak English, sir.
What is this English?
You speak, oh, sorry.
You speak maybe to Chawi.
They don't speak to Chawi. Parlez vous français? Oui, oui, ha, ha.
No, that's gnomish.
I love this. Do you have any horse devours?
No.
You know, horses are dwarves.
Or dwarves. Yeah.
You know, horses are not very common in the area. Maybe they have beetle dwarves.
I like this one. Oh, gosh. Horse
divorce.
Every time I see it spelled out, I always think horse divorce.
Horse divorce.
And I'm like, what word is that? Oh yeah, it's hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah. You never say the last letter in French.
No. There's too many letters in there that like they don't.
Okay, so what? Before we get to these two weirdos, what are you guys doing?
So are we just leaving now? We could just send a message to
the
other two
and
tell them to meet us somewhere.
We need to wait until they contact us with the location.
Iked is going to give us a location to go to.
I just don't know if I trust that. They're just going to send us into a trap.
Well, it's a good thing we have someone here that can read my... Wait, they're both... Never mind.
It doesn't matter. Even if we wind up in a trap, I mean, look at us. We will just kill whoever they send them to.
Right. If we end up in a trap, then we find the bad guys sooner.
We start the revolution early.
Yeah.
We're
ready for it. We rested.
Mm. So everybody gonna
one
start
more day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One day more.
Yeah.
Maybe should we make a plan for wherever they send us to that we, you know, scout it out a little bit or send someone in invisibly or only a few of us go in and the rest are ready?
Well, luckily one of us here can still turn invisible, I think, so.
This is true.
And I can do that too now.
Good thing one of us here can turn invisible.
I think Arden can too, but yeah, you're right.
I don't think we've ever actually seen you go invisible, so it's like,
I can turn other people invisible too.
I can only do it for a minute.
But
I can also make someone else go invisible for it.
I think depending on the venue, we will have to change whatever plans we have. I'm not sure how much you remember of your hometown.
It has definitely changed in the last decade. Also, I'll tell you that. That kind of happens after it's been
Gentrification really sucks,
doesn't it? Well, I mean, after it's been invaded by, you know, a standing army, essentially, they kind of rebuild things a bit and...
Everything costs more.
Capitalism takes over.
The inflation is just horrid.
I mean, look at the housing costs. It's just so hard to find an affordable place around here now.
Kaiji's face is like slowly
going. Don't even get me started on the market.
That calculus meme, like, I don't understand a damn thing you're saying, but okay.
Even the horse divorce are horribly expensive.
Yeah, now they call them hors d'oeuvres.
To change the name?
Okay.
Damn gnomish influence.
So,
freedom.
You
this,
guys,
freedom.
I assume we'll get in touch with these two bozos at some point.
Bozos?
Meet up to go shopping, correct? Just so we can get that out of the way.
Are you two shopping?
Yeah.
No, I don't plan on doing any shopping. No, I'm going to be staying here, but we can contact you.
By the way, comes down and he says that the name of the tavern that you'll be meeting at is the Brave Ukin.
Ukin?
How do you spell that?
Yeah, Ukin. You're welcome.
No X?
Just be grateful there's no M.
Does he give us directions on where to go?
Yeah, you guys get directions to where to go. So.
For as much as I love your company, last time we went on the streets together, we ended up in the middle of a bay. So I think I'm going to stick with Rainer and Asar for the time being, if you don't mind.
fair enough. I'll see what trouble I can get into on my own.
Well, Not too much, I hope.
Maybe you can meet up with the god of pancakes and his associate. And get him...
And
get
Raphael.
Him, yeah, and get them to meet us at the brave...
the brave Eugene.
I can share that message. Need to find an interior decorator.
If you need phonetic, it is O-O-K-E-E-N.
What? Keep the magic to a down low. As you know, we're still in essentially church-run territory for the
just
moment.
Cats fly and just hover everywhere I go.
Before we disappear, our tile friends did offer us a key to the...
city?
No.
How kind of them?
No, the pictograms.
Oh.
But we can get that from them. If we need it.
Pretty much.
Tile friends.
Yes, they certainly hand that to you because I definitely had that prepared.
You are very kind, and I hand them a silver.
Thank you. You're welcome. So, with that, you guys meet up with Seth at some point. What were you guys doing in the meantime?
In the meantime. Do you know where the black market is?
Hey, I think black markets usually... There's got to be dark alleys, right?
Yeah.
We just need to find somebody down a dark alley and ask them, hey, what are you selling under there? You know? I mean, they've got to have like a big coat or something.
That's what I was thinking.
That building is painted black, so it's all.
Yeah.
We search. You see as the school up at the top of the hill.
Yeah.
We search for a black market.
Make an investigation check with super disadvantage.
Super disadvantage? Is that three?
No.
All right.
Okay, let me breathe on them, then it's disadvantage.
Breathe on them, foist.
You did it. Not one.
Where is it? Skills.
Wizards.
Investigation. 13.
Okay. You do not successfully find a black market. But.
You'd think this would be easier.
I know, right?
What is your passive insight?
That's a good one for me.
Not that great.
19.
You notice you have picked up tails.
Really? No way. I turn to them. Do you know where the black market is? I've noticed you guys have been following us. Do you know where the black market is?
Are you looking too?
Things you just can't prepare for.
Devin? Austin Devin.
Oh, he knows me. He knows me well. So... how will this this go?
Were you planning any combat tonight?
I was, actually, but not this kind. Oh, man.
You have Jedi mind powers, right?
Bear with me a moment. Yeah. I need to consult the random generator. Go in. Roleplay.
This is gonna be just perfect.
I mean...
Every city has a black market, right?
I'm pretty sure
it's like mandated. How do you find it? How don't they have like a map?
I wish they
did.
Or
like a directory, like you could go to some.
You know, that's a great idea. We should introduce this to all the every city.
We should. This is a problem that we can solve. Yeah.
There's a severe lack of black markets.
A lack of access to the black market. How do they make money?
Well, do they sell things?
To who?
To people who can
if
find
nobody
it.
Nobody knows.
Well, yeah, I guess you have to be in the know to know, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Maybe we can make posters that say, hey, black market.
I did not sell black market, a gray market.
Ooh, a gray market.
Flea market.
10 to 2 on Tuesdays.
Yeah. Saturdays only.
In the dark alley around the corner.
Yeah.
It's a great idea.
Or maybe somebody's basement.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe
we do this elaborate scheme where we collect people with a carriage and then bring it to somewhere where the carriage is blacked out. Then we bring them into a dark room and they open the carriage and all the walls are blackened so they can't recognize the walls. And then they enter into a giant area.
And then we make sure that they lose their memories.
Yes, yes. There's a certain thing, earworms.
I thought a hammer. But that
worked. Could work too. Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. This is great. I mean,
pretty
we
sure
could.
You've been to a block market before. You just don't remember.
We can.
Speaking of earworms, I was in a black market. Like the Shane Company commercials.
Yeah. Yeah.
Open Saturday Monday and Friday through 8.
Yeah,
Saturday
till
5.
It.
Close Sunday.
I don't like it.
You have a friend in the black market business. The Sharoo Company.
The Sharoo Company.
No, that would be my
That's
brother.
That's what you guys are going to do when you guys retire. Open a library with a black market underneath.
But it's literally everything that's just the color black.
But, like, in the library, there's all these signs that say, like, black market downstairs.
There's literally nothing illegal. It's just all black items.
You think it'd be easier to find magical items to buy in a city
where magic is outlawed?
Well, I mean, it's outlawed, but I'm not casting magic. I'm getting a magical item. That's different.
So, if magic is outlawed, then...
Well, I'm a cleric, so clerics can do magic. That's fine,
so
right?
As you guys have been having this discussion... The
out in the open,
in the open, in front of your tails.
Of course.
Hi, tails.
Hi, Sonic.
Oh, jeez.
Just about to say.
You see.
It's not their name.
You see. What looks to be several coven
and a kidnap
soldiers.
Named Knuckles.
Walking up to you, and they say, what business do you have?
Oh, great, more people to help.
Really? Okay, so we...
In Latigo.
Well, we are in Latigo because I am a traveling storyteller, and I love to travel places and learn things and find things, and I've been lacking on a couple of items in my travels. And I was wondering if I could find them, but they're all magical, and your city doesn't like magic, so I was hoping to find them in a place where you're not supposed to find them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's kind of a bummer, you know? There must be no joy in this city.
I would like you to come with us, please.
Where are we going? Are we going to the Black Market?
Hey, yes, we are.
Maybe.
Insight check.
Yeah.
So, wait, these are police officers, basically?
The guards.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm totally going to insight to you. Oh, that's bad.
Is it not one?
Yes!
Oh. Yes.
However, 10.
5.
You seem to believe that they are possibly leading you somewhere good.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, no.
Somehow, out of your own crazy stupidity, this has happened.
I mean, this is exactly what happened in Nalia, isn't it?
No, we're fine in Nalia.
Meanwhile, kind of. I'm going to, like, because we now know that we need to be going to... Mm-hmm.
Are they surrounding us?
The Brave Eugene.
Oh, yes.
I mean, there's got to be.
You should
probably
send
right?
a message just in case Seth has a... time.
The last time I tried sending a message, they ignored me.
No.
Spell.
It did not ignore you. I literally...
He lied.
Yeah, I was like, ah, die!
I know, but it is kind of a big city, just in case Seth doesn't find
him. Right, you know what? I'll send a message, but if they reply back with something like, oh, we'll be captured by God, I'm not believing that.
I'm absolutely sure that won't happen a second time. Okay, I'm not 100% sure that won't happen a second time.
Who should I send it to?
Sharoo.
Definitely Sharoo.
Sharoo, just to let you know, we are no longer at the...
Along.
Little Lemon.
Little Lemon. We are now at the Brave Ukin. Please meet us there. promptly.
Oh, and Sheru, oh, we would love to, but we found these lovely people that are leading us to the black market.
Oh. Oh, they're fine.
They have spears.
They have spears and uniforms, and it's great.
I mean, they look like guards, but they said they're taking us to the black market.
They probably guard the black market, to be honest.
Probably.
Asar turns to Raynor and just says, anyway, I think we need to find a new cleric.
I'm
pretty sure Sheru and Auden have just been taken.
Well, you
where's
know where
Liam Neeson?
You know where the OG is.
I will find you. I believe there is Liam Neeson right there. I will find you.
I don't know who you are, but I will find you.
A very particular set of skills.
All right. So you guys...
I don't have any money.
I have a particular set of skills.
Led by these guards. And more guards seem to appear as time passes.
Is this necessary? I mean, we have a lot of people.
What? Why are there so many people?
And they're surrounding us, right? So,
casually enough for you to not notice based on your roles.
Okay, true.
It's over here by my foot. I felt it.
And with that, they take you into essentially the castle proper.
Perfect. All part of the plan.
And they lead you to what very much clearly resembles a market. Past the market.
Hey.
And then
hey.
Into the dungeon.
I thought we were going to the market.
Yes! Yes. The meat market.
I think they only heard the black part and thought dark. This is dark.
Do you, yes. We will question you. And
not if I question you first.
Figure out what it is you are doing here in
what
the city.
What are you doing here in this city?
And then likely you will be sold into slavery.
Ah, not again.
An escapee, I see.
Escapee?
I'm going to use my channel divinity to see if I can start reading his thoughts.
Okay.
Wisdom save 17.
Escapees learn stuff from me. I am the...
So what are his current thoughts? Basically what he's saying?
It's a good thing that this container has magic, whatever.
Anti-magic.
Stuff.
Oh, man! If only there was a way I could use some other skill without magic.
What is your dexterity?
Well,
with that, we are going to end the session there. Completely unexpected. And pick up with what happens with these
only
bozos next time.
It's only unexpected to you.
Derailed by Sheru.
Has this ever happened to you? A bunch of kobolds coming at you. You try to cast mage armor, and it doesn't work. Well, I've got something for you. It's called Rollfair. Come to our podcast, our website, rollfair.com. It's easy. Contact us on there, on Spotify, and we just wanted to say we love you. And...